Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. The Greylin-based Stratos Television isn't the biggest broadcaster in the land, but it does do things the others don't. As a national offshoot from the long-running Auckland Access Channel Triangle, Stratos has been the way New Zealanders can see different kinds of news, including the non-Western news channel Al Jazeera. Stratos CEO Jim Blackman is with us to talk about its latest step. Jim, your press release about this week was headlined Stratos Television Starts Horizontal Tango, which is the ultimate enticing headline. What's it mean?
Well, basically, our strategy for Triangle and for Stratos previously really has been a vertical schedule whereby one program topic theme follows on from another, so that you would, say, get a Sunday afternoon, which was a Bollywood movie followed by a Bollywood, at least an Indian news program followed by something else that was Indian, and so on and so forth. What we've decided to do with Stratos is to smash it and make it totally horizontal, so that during the course of the week you can tune in at any given time and pick up a program which is of interest to that particular market.
And the thing that really caught my eye was Al Jazeera on at 7 o'clock at night. Absolutely. Up against Campbell Live and Close Up, which
absolutely.
I love.
Absolutely.
It's a great idea.
Al Jazeera has been a pretty much a success story for us. And bear in mind that in a lot of the world it's still viewed as very anti-establishment, particularly in the States where it's banned. I don't think it's even shown free-to-air in Australia. But for us, it's been very popular because of the diversity of the content and because of the fact that it doesn't just concentrate on European viewpoints. It is truly international. There'll be things from South America, South Africa, Zimbabwe, whatever. And in fact, one of the guys from TV3 is working with them, an Indian guy that was with 3. And he's been going to some really interesting places like Zimbabwe, and he did the Super Tuesday election coverage and so on and so forth. So we're seeing a very much more broad news service than perhaps we have seen another.
And I wonder if actually a lot of people still don't realise what Al Jazeera is like, because as a journalist, I watch that and I think, this is great. That's very straight-ahead, classical news values on that network.
And I think it's actually sharpening as it goes along as well. Bear in mind that it's only been broadcasting, 3 or 4 years. Trish Carter, the New Zealand head of news and current affairs for TVNZ, actually started up the Kuala Lumpur office. And she was with them for 2 years from day one. And I guess she's been back now for 18 months. So, you know, it's not that very long. But they have certainly, Al Jazeera English has certainly made a mark for itself in international news and current affairs.
Is it very costly for you?
I'm not going to tell you that. We have very good relationships with our sources of programming, because we are the sort of channel that we are, both with Triangle and with Stratos. It's a matter of us building a relationship that's not only going to work for us, but is also going to work for the source as well.
And you imagine they're probably doing that in quite a number of emerging markets for them.
Yes, although we were the first free-to-air outlet for them anywhere in the world. Previously it was available either through the internet or via cable or pay-to-view satellite. So we were the first sort of step off the rank.
Have you had any experience of visiting Americans remarking on that, having the opportunity to see it?
Yeah, we have. And comments that have made, obviously, from friends of mine in the States who are rather blown away the fact that it is actually available, such a version is available for it so freely in New Zealand.
And then, no doubt, surprised to discover that it's not actually what it was demonized. It was demonized to be.
Well, yeah, and when we first kicked off with it, I've got to say that I was pretty concerned about it as well. To be honest, how we got it was came about by chance. I actually have a bath every morning, and it's my time to think, meditation period. And somebody had really got up my nose, and I thought, how the hell can I... what can I really do to make this different? I thought, aha, Al Jazeera English. And they'd been on air maybe for 2 or 3 months. So I came in and said to one of our guys, how do we get it? He said, I don't know. And by 4 o'clock that afternoon, we'd actually signed the agreement to rebroadcast. So, and the other interesting one that we're about to bring on with this new thing is at 11 o'clock, we're bringing Euronews, which is a news service from... the European Union, it's quite different in its format. It's very clinical. It's very clunky. It doesn't have a studio space. It doesn't have fixed presenters. It even has a section where they call it no comment, where you'll see the image with just ambient background noise for a minute or so. So you can build your own thoughts into what's happening on screen. That'll be going out at 11 o'clock, and we'll be the only free-to-air broadcaster doing that as well.
So does the scheduling change, it applies only to Stratos, which is the digital national one?
Yes.
Rather than Triangle. So this is where they start to diverge?
This is where they start to diverge, basically. There's a gap, in our opinion, and there has been for a considerable period of time, for a good international service providing news and current affairs from across the world, just from one rather than from just one perspective, as well as good local programming. And I think that what we'll see is a very distinct change. We've really made no bones of the fact that we've for some period of time admired the format that SBS has in Australia. And if you look at some of our scheduling already, you'll see that it follows that model. As time goes on, over the next 6 to 12 months, you'll see, I think, an even greater move towards that type of format, because it works so well in Australia and there's no reason why.
More of the feature films?
There'll be more feature films. One of the things that we'll be looking at doing is putting those into prime time and not just restricting them to English. As long as they're subtitled and as long as they can be cross-cultural, and I think that's the key to it, cross-culturality. Is that a word? As long as it can be cross-cultural, then there's nothing in our opinion as to why they shouldn't be seen by a broader audience than, say, a very niche audience.
You mentioned SBS, but I'm willing to lay odds that SBS has a slightly larger office than you do.
Oh, absolutely, and a much bigger budget than ours. It was interesting. We actually went over to talk to them in terms of programming, and their situation, I guess, is a similar sort of situation to ours. They're at the bottom of the funding heap in just the same way as we're very much at the bottom of the funding heap. So they can look up to the ABC and the ABC can look up to Channel 7. So we do the same thing, of course. You know, we look at 6 and 7, Mr. Brown, and say, gee, wouldn't it be great to have that sort of money to be able to do the programming that they're doing? And that's the nature of television, I think, these days.
How do you think that the whole television scene is shaping up? Because obviously there's a rivalry between, you know, the Freeview broadcasters and Sky, although TV3 now appear to be friends with Sky. How's this all going to fall out?
We've got enough business to keep ourselves in our own patch, and we're small enough to keep out of that. I think the development of television over the next few years is going to be really interesting, because while there's a greater talk about a larger number of channels, particularly free-to-air channels, there's only a finite number, A, of viewers, and B, of amount of funding which is going to be available to make programming. So where is the content going to come from? And I think that's got to be a major concern for producers of television in New Zealand rather than necessarily the broadcasters. I think, too, the challenge for the broadcaster is going to be to keep the channels fresh and keep them on air 24/7, because what's the point of having a channel if you're only broadcasting part of the day? You're still paying for the cost of the frequency. So those are aspects that I think that need to be looked at. I think there is a further issue that has to be considered, and this is National's push towards what they're calling euphemistically fibre optic broadcast, which in the States and in other countries is known as cable. It, to my way of thinking, to add that to yet an already overloaded form of transmission service for film for television is just really a waste of time and money, and also opens up the further potential for segregation almost or a breaking down of transmission options. I mean, we see that enough already with the Freeview platform, where we've got terrestrial and we've got satellite and we've got analog already, UHF and VHF, and then we've got Sky as well. Add to that a cable service, and I mean, we've only got 4 million people, for Pete's sake.
We've also got about how many radio stations in
Absolutely.
Auckland?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the thing that's always intrigued me. How is it that so many of those have kept rolling?
Absolutely.
It does leave you wondering how many people are just doing it for the love.
Well, and people think that it's an easy job. And I mean, you know, the idea of having a television channel is basically an opportunity to print money. Well, believe me, it's not. It's bloody hard work. And it requires a lot of commitment by a lot of people to make happen. And you know, it's a big investment and a big, you know, personal commitment to make these sorts of things go. And if you open it up really wide, how far are we really going to go, and what sort of audience are you going to get?
So, speaking of audiences, how can people see Stratos?
Quite easily, we are on Freeview, on the Freeview satellite platform, not the terrestrial platform, and we're available on Channel 21. And we're also co-broadcast on Sky on Channel 89. So if you've got Sky, all you do is you push 89, you go straight to us. Listings available in the Listener, TV Guide, they're the main ones for Stratos.
Oh, well, best of luck with it. And I'm looking forward to Al Jazeera at 7 o'clock.
Thank you.
Stratos CEO Jim Blackman and that new schedule we were talking about launches on Monday. After the break, Dave Dobbin's new album.